Echoes, the Backwards Series, Season 3, Episode 7, Time After Time, by Daniel Schwartz. Having dispensed with the master archivist of 4044, the Flashpack now had a list of dozens of historically important vampiros and began a blitz across time and space, Keen finding the where and the when, Slaughter's Watch guiding them there, and the Vampirosian Time Guard hot on their trail.
Amleth Amleson, Denmark, 1700.
Denmark, 1700.
Who are you?
You're a certain doom monster.
Max, you already killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Enough talk. Who's next?
Yi Khan, China, 1971.
China, 1971.
What the?
Nice shot, Dralis.
Thanks. It's all in the shoulders.
Next one is Brafo Wiridu, Ghana, 2106.
Ghana, 2106.
The Flashpack, right?
Hey, that one recognized us.
I guess the Time Guard is starting to warn people in the past. We may not be able to get many more this easily. We need to hurry. Keen, where's the next target?
The next target is... what the heck? The list is gone.
What do you mean, Sarah? I thought you uploaded it into your info glasses.
I did. Maybe it got deleted by accident. Quick, can you retrieve it?
Let me see. No, according to this, it never got uploaded.
But how is that possible? We've done all this time traveling.
The Time Guard must have paradoxed the list out of existence.
Rings of Uranus! Then all of our work was undone?
I don't think so, but it means we can't access it any further. That means we'll need a new way to find famous vampiros before they're ruling the future.
That's gonna be tough. Who in the time stream knows about the vampiros and can travel through time?
Well, there's Sir William.
The Cavalier Chrononaut, of course! Great thinking, Keen.
Yeah, way to go. But that was hard to think of.
What's that supposed to mean?
But how can we find him? Where do we go to look for a 17th century English time traveler?
Didn't we last see him fighting the vampiros in 4939?
Hey, yeah. We could go back to the moment after we left, swipe him out of the vampiros' clutches, and get help from there.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
Draculograd, 3939.
This is really exhausting.
One jump through time later found the intrepid Flashpack in the dreaded Vampiro City of the future. Tall, morose buildings overlooking a world drained of joy or innocence. On top of the drawing building, Sir William Alfred Wickersham, 14th Lord Duke of Blackmoor, formerly known as the Greater North Sea Continent of Britain, battled a squad of the horrific vampiros.
Let's go even the odds, gang. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
One laser battle later.
Sarah, what are you and your friends doing here? You just left.
Actually, William, we've been gone for nearly 2 months of our time. It's good to see you again.
You as well, Sarah.
We don't have much time. We need to get you out of here. Slaughter, how long away can you get us?
1990, 1985, maybe?
Make it happen. Let's go, milord.
Gladly.
Whoa, where are we?
From the posters on the walls, I'd say 1985 to 92. Good job, Slaughter.
She passed out. Probably out of time-stepping.
Dralis knelt down by Slaughter, arms that could bench-press Quebec, gently lifting her head to slide a porta-cushion under. Around the Flashpack was what looked like a closed nightclub. Posters, bumper stickers, and decals littered almost every inch of wall, ceiling, or floor. To one side was a bar, and at the back wall, a stage.
So, what can I do for the illustrious Flashpack?
We need to know about important vampiros. Who can we take out?
Over the centuries, there have been many important vampiros. Can you be more specific?
They'd need to be very high profile.
With as many progeny as possible, the more we can take out with a single stroke, the better.
Say nothing of powerful. One less vampiros to fight later.
Maybe it should be near to now, too. Our time stepper can't take any more long jumps for a little while.
That would leave the Blutogs, then.
The what the who?
Lucien and Calliope Blutog. They were turned in the mid-1990s, very powerful and dangerous. By the 3500s, they were practically running the Vampirosian Empire.
By the pink rod of submission! Exactly the ones we need to stop.
Definitely. I can probably locate them in the present using a seeking eye.
Can you build one from what we've got now?
I've done it with less. Hey, Fortress, hand me that cocktail glass.
Constructing the seeking eye was simplicity itself for the master mechanic, and soon Molly had their immediate physical location.
Venice, Italy. A bookstore, I think.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
I can probably get us all there in one jump.
I should probably stay here with Slaughter. She may be found by the locals.
Good thinking, Sir William. Let's go, gang.
Picoseconds later, in beautiful Venice, Italy, the Flashpack found themselves in the back of San Giovanni's rare books. The musty smell of vellum and parchment lay heavily among the ancient tomes.
Where are those jackasses?
Probably in front. One spellboat should take care of...
You won't be taking care of anything, Flashpack.
Except... perhaps your tragic demise.
Out of the shadows step two sinister vampiros, hand in hand. Their sinister eyes and skeletal frames were draped with the nigh invulnerable black cloaks of the High Lords of the Empire. The male's face was manic with sadistic glee, the female's icily smirking.
Sweet Dicky Fineman!
You were already turned!
Idiots! We followed you here across time to avenge ourselves. Prematurely.
Then get ready to stay dead, jerk-ass!
Drellis rushed at Lucy and her hands clenched into mighty fists. The Dreadlord scoffed, flicking her aside with a wave of his arm. The rest of the pack watched as their team's powerhouse flew into the canal.
Who's next? I've been undying to do this.
Suck laser, monster!
Keen, don't! Your laser isn't powerful enough to get through those cloaks.
I'll take care of that!
Tashiness! You don't think a throw rug in training can defeat the master magician of 3650, do you?
Vertris, naked and furless, huddled in a corner, too humiliated to respond. This humiliation was compounded by Drellis' reappearance, dripping wet and fighting mad.
As for the rest of you, we're like a Tonkinus!
Oh gods, was that my lung?
Her magic is too powerful, we need another way.
Surrender comes immediately to mind. Say your prayers, Flashpack.
As Calliope's magic began to take hold of the Flashpack's organs once again, Slaughter suddenly appeared, looking refreshed and wily.
So long, punks.
The pack found themselves back in the club, now with a band setting up to practice.
Who are they?
That's Crash, Slam, and Quincy. They're performing here tonight.
Why are you letting them see us?
No, it's cool. They think we're just drug-induced hallucinations.
Hey, she's back! Righteous!
You're gone, Quincy!
Where's Sir William?
When I woke up, he told me where you were and left. From there, it was easy. Who are those clowns?
Lucien and Calliope. They're big deal vampiros. We may not have much time before they... Darn.
Nice try, Flashpack. We've cornered you now.
We won't go that easily, you vicious vampiric... vampiros?
With comebacks like that, I imagine you will.
It's almost unfair, beloved. They're hardly worth our time.
You make a good point, darling. We should give them at least a sporting chance.
Hey, people you're talking about right here.
My thoughts precisely, dear.
Cryptogs?
Cryptogs! So long, Flashpack.
I bite. Anyone know what a Cryptog is?
It doesn't seem like there's anyone new here.
The dangerometer indicates a spike of almost 10 megaperils in 2006.
We need to get there fast.
Everyone join hands.
Righteous!
What kind of menace can be 10 megaperils of danger? Who are the Cryptogs? The adventure continues in epic echoes, a web of electronic information.